Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The new world order is coming in like a flood. All these years they said there was no world government being set up. Now it's just admitted. They're testing the public. They're probing. Taking some more phone calls here. Good old Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo. We've got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, coming up in the next segment. Annie in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Alex. I'm the sister of Claire, the daycare teacher, who works for Northeast Health, and we're going to that rally in Albany tomorrow and has everything on hold. I was printing out some stuff from your site, you know, that the regular flu shot has H1N1 in it and some stuff from Dr. Horowitz. We should probably expect that there are going to be feds there in one way or another, shouldn't we?
Yeah, you're evil Americans. You're not allowed to go out and say we don't want to take the forced flu shot that Obama says isn't forced, though they are forcing it on healthcare workers. Again, that's un-American to go out and have free speech. How dare you?
It's ridiculous. My sister is being ostracized by her boss because, you know, she's been taken out of her regular classrooms and given other duties, like she's some kind of pariah. I just feel so sorry for her. Alex, I mean, they're going to take down the web eventually. I wish that shortwave and CB retailers would advertise on your sites because possibly we could get your show then on shortwave, correct?
Yes, I'm on shortwave.
Boy, I wish they would advertise on your sites. And lastly, Alex, the camera has become mightier than the sword, as evidenced by the punishment Luke Radarski got for making a fool of Brian Williams. And God bless each and every one of you.
God bless you. We'll bring this up to Mike Adams in the next segment, but closing out with the flu and with the secret police running around trying to intimidate people that speak out against it, the flu really is the perfect cover for a takeover because it makes everybody a potential enemy. And as Ron Paul said last Thursday here on air, they're setting the precedent for this medicalized tyranny.
Yeah. The news story about that today is the UK government has come out on the Downing Street website and said that the swine flu vaccine will not be mandatory. And yet it's, as we've discussed before, their private plans all revolve around it being a compulsory vaccination. Their preparation revolves around it being a compulsory vaccination. They're making health workers take it by mandate or they're fired. So while governments are publicly saying that it won't be mandatory, all their planning indicates that for large sectors of the population, it will be.
Absolutely. Kurt Nimmo, your take on that?
Well, I think that he's right. You know, in this country, they're starting with the healthcare workers and anybody who's in the public domain and trying to work down towards the general populace. I'm not sure they'll make it. But
yeah, because they can force the worker, the healthcare enforcers to do it, and the police to do it, then they'll make us do it.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have a hard time doing that, though. They've only got the next 2 months to do it. I think they're going to get enough people just through this pervasive propaganda campaign to go and get the vaccine. It's going to be difficult for them to come and tell me to get a vaccine and my neighbors.
Well, that's the next phase, shutting down roads, shutting down cities,
right,
making you have a bracelet or you don't get through.
Well, yeah, if they can make this into a pandemic, you know, this H1N1, which is a total joke, they may be able to do that.
Well, regardless, they are gauging the response of the people worldwide to this for future forced inoculation campaigns, or they could go hot with the program right now. We'll talk about this with Mike Adams, the health ranger, who now lives in Ecuador full time, and he also writes for Natural News. So that is coming up. We'll continue to watch InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for all the piercing analysis of Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nimmo, and Paul Watson. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us today. We need to get a story out with the term hoax in it, dealing with Iran and this being a secret facility. Good job, men.
Take care.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, more calls straight ahead from Lewis, Chris, Dan, Tanya, Marianne, and others. Mike Adams, the health ranger, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can pre-order Fall of the Republic right now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of Americans, and Europeans for that matter, are bugging out. They're going to New Zealand. They're going to the Cook Islands. They're going to the South Pacific. They're going to Costa Rica. They're going to Ecuador. You know, the Bushes have bought land in South America. Hundreds of thousands of acres of it. There are a lot of wealthy people here in Austin, a lot of wealthy business people that I've run into over the years. They tell me that a lot of the big money has left. The last 3 years, there's been news articles about that. That's a side issue, but Mike Adams, the health ranger, founder of naturalnews.com, huge site, an online news source covering all areas of personal and planetary wellness, from nutrition to renewable energy. And he's written thousands of articles and built a following of over 800,000 people across the globe. It's a lot more than that. Mike has also founded a nonprofit organization, the Consumer Wellness Center, an online retail center, Better Life Goods, and popular publishing company, Truth Publishing. He now lives in Ecuador, and he joins us for the rest of the hour. We're going to be opening the phones up on a host of issues. But Mike, you've certainly put your money where your mouth is down there trying to have real sustainability, something the UN tries to create an evil clone of. Why did you move to Ecuador?
Well, by the way, thanks for having me on the show, Alex. It's a great honor to be with you again today. But you're right, sustainability and putting my money where my mouth is. Right now, I'm living 80% off of my own food supply down here. And more importantly, I'm able to make sure that I can stay on the air. So if things happen in the U.S. with websites, I know that I can host websites in other countries, and I can continue to help reach people from Ecuador without being taken away by U.S. authorities. So there are a lot of reasons I'm here. Those are a couple of them.
What are you doing to keep from getting malaria?
I'm not in the jungles. I'm actually in the high elevation Andes. It's a perfect climate, year-round, spring-like weather. You think you're in paradise here, and it's really just crazy good weather and nonstop food production. You can feed a family of four on about half an acre here.
Yeah, I've talked to filmmakers, like the maker of Crude, big film that just came out. It was 25 trips, I think he said, down there. And I've seen the videos you've shot and put on your YouTube channel. Really good people there. And so you're living in the high Andes.
Yeah, that's right. It's high enough to get rid of the mosquitoes and the hot weather. And like you hinted at the top of the hour there, Alex, there are a lot of Americans and Canadians and British and Australians who are coming here for many of the same reasons. They're concerned about the swine flu pandemic vaccine response. They're concerned about the global currency collapse that's coming. They're concerned about their freedoms, and many of them are coming here. We have great neighbors here.
What about kidnapping? I hear Ecuador's got a problem with that.
Up in the north area near Colombia, there is a kidnapping issue, but we have really good relationships with all the local people here. You know, I speak a decent enough Spanish now to get by, and we're part of the community. They, you know, we're valued members of this community. We're not loners here, so I don't have any concern about that.
Well, yeah, that's the way it is, I guess, in Central and South America. The people are the salt of the earth. You've usually got a small criminal group feeding on them, but from just looking at places to send my family if I have to, the area of Ecuador you're in, separate from your research, does look like a pretty good area. Tell us about your facility, then I want to get into the flu.
Okay, sure. Well, we have some acreage here, and we grow all kinds of food. We have 80 different types of food and super fruits, 75 different trees just on our own land here. And we grow far more than we can eat, so we donate food to the local community to help people there and to help create good relationships between myself, a foreigner, and the local people. And like you said, these are really good people. And Alex, this society cannot collapse because they already live so close to the earth. I mean, they can do without water. They can do without electricity. They don't have heating and cooling here because the temperature doesn't require it. If the whole world falls apart, there are certain places on this planet where people are going to be just almost business as usual. And this is one of those places.
Amazing. The flu, you're watching this. You're actually down in the hemisphere where a lot of this cranked up. We've seen the flu chart from the CDC. They say it peaks in a week and a half. Very mild, but people are being forced to take the regular shot. They're being intimidated. They're now starting this week with the regular H1N1. We've got vaccine trial deaths with other similar vaccines in Europe. We have the very same vaccine makers like Bayer caught knowingly shipping out HIV-filled shots with hepatitis. No one seems to point out why do we trust these people. That they're deploying troops in major cities everywhere. They are savagely attacking peaceful protesters and even going on university campuses saying no one's allowed outside day or night. Police dogs attacking. I mean, it's devastating, Mike, to see this. Break down. You've also written some great articles, The 10 Lies of the Flu Pandemic. You've broken down what's really happening with the government health care. Mike Adams, you've got the floor.
All right, and I apologize in advance. If I do get disconnected, I'll call right back in because I am talking to you from southern Ecuador, and sometimes it happens. In any case, the number one thing that I think most Americans need to be aware of right now is that even if they never got the vaccine and even if they never showed flu symptoms, they may already have antibodies for the swine flu. They may have already been exposed, and their immune system did its job, you know, the job that God meant our immune system to do, which is to overcome infectious disease. You may be walking around right now immune to swine flu, and yet, at the same time, these authorities want everybody to be injected anyway, regardless of your status, regardless of what the side effects might be, and without any long-term testing ever being done on any of these vaccines. So this vaccine, I agree with your previous guests over the last several weeks who have said this vaccine is more dangerous than the pandemic by far.
Let me just interrupt briefly. Dr. Monteith made the point from the CDC's own numbers, upwards of 37% of Americans when they get tested who are healthy already have the antibodies for the H1N1, meaning that it's already massively in the public and a very weak virus So why would they? And they still inoculate people who have the antibodies. Totally pointless.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it comes down to this. They use taxpayer dollars to buy all these vaccines. And if they don't find a way to use them, they're going to look pretty darn stupid. So they are going to push this pandemic, regardless of the scientific basis for it, which is really no basis for vaccination at this point. And they're just going to make sure they use up all these vaccines, even if that means injecting babies and children and immune-compromised people. I mean, they're just going to use them up to justify the decision that they made to buy these vaccines. That's not medical policy. That's politics.
Did you see the Reuters story 2 weeks ago where they said, oh, millions are going to die of heart attacks and strokes and autoimmune stuff. They're going to think it's after they take the shot, but it's impossible. The shot can't have a bad reaction. So they're getting everybody ready for the bad reaction, saying it's a conspiracy, it doesn't exist, when their own internal CDC memorandums that were released a month ago said, no, get ready for adverse effects.
Yeah, this is, I've called it preemptive hypnosis of the consumers. They're trying to feed people this line to make them ignore the side effects and discount them as being just coincidence. But we've got a plan to do something about this. We're going to have a website out there where people can post the side effects that they're experiencing. And we'll be announcing that within a few days. So we've got to get some of this on the record, Alex, because the whole medical industry is trying to whitewash this entire thing. They have full immunity. They take no responsibility, and they don't value human life.
Well, talk about conflict of interest. I mean, they're the ones profiting from it, running the genocide, and then they preemptively say, if you get Guillain-Barré or you get any of these other diseases or you die or get sick, it wasn't the vaccine preemptively.
Right. And remember this. This is research that has come out of Canada just in the last few days, that people who get the regular seasonal flu shot may be at an increased risk of being harmed by the swine flu if they do get exposed to the swine flu. So now we've got a case where one vaccine is worsening potentially the pandemic, and yet they're pushing both of these vaccines on everyone. Of course, I say don't take any of the vaccines. Just take care of your immune system and you're going to be fine.
You know, it's anecdotal, but neighbor kids playing my yard, a bunch of them got a shot a week and a half ago. Now two of the four neighbor kids are sick in bed the last week and a half. And their parents can't put two and two together.
It's very common, Alex. If you look at many of the outbreaks of infectious disease over the last several decades, you'll find that many of the people who were infected, in some cases the vast majority, were in fact the very people who received the vaccination injections. I've called vaccines, Alex, the quackery of modern medicine. This is the one thing that they cannot give up. They can't tell the truth about vaccines, because so much of Western medicine and pharmacology depends on this mythology that chemical intervention is the solution to your health problems. But it's not. It's just a collection of lies, and we are seeing it now very clearly with this swine flu vaccine.
Amazing. Continue. We're about to go to break, but with the talk of forced inoculations, trying to force medical workers to do it, while Obama says, don't worry, you don't have to take it,
Well, very clearly, we're getting lots of reports from people. You know, we get thousands of emails sometimes. And healthcare workers are complaining to us that they are being threatened, they're being intimidated, and they're losing their jobs now because of their refusals to get the swine flu vaccination. And this is happening all across America. So it is being made mandatory in several different ways, even though they don't admit
it. Oh, yeah, they're having a big protest in New York and New Jersey tomorrow, and it's now mainstream news. They're firing people.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, they're just going to kick them right out. And the thing is, these nurses, they know what they're talking about. They can go to their bosses in the hospitals and they can present documentation that, you know, I'm a healthy person, I have high vitamin D levels, I don't have respiratory problems, I'm not susceptible to swine flu infection, and I'm healthy. But it doesn't matter. They say take the injection or take a hike. That's what they're being told right now, Alex.
Meanwhile, the military propaganda arm is saying no one has to take it. Don't listen to the conspiracy theorists. Just take the shot or you're fired, but no one's making you. All psych warfare. I want to get the bottom line from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, on what he believes is really going on here A lot of scientists are saying this is man-made. They're saying they may release something else that's mutated that's more deadly. Why do we see such a massive buildup for something that looks so incredibly mild on the surface? Stay with us.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
You know, Mike Adams, Health Ranger, joining us from Ecuador. It's not even the devil in disguise. I mean, the history of vaccines, the history of these drug makers, the history of how they're involved in eugenics. Not 50 years ago, I mean, they were, but 5 years ago, a year ago. How they kill us on purpose, how they do this by design, how we're in this scientific big pharma dictatorship. It's just incredible. You go over the 10 big lies of the vaccine, but before we go into that and take calls in the next segment, from your deep study of this, and I really respect your wide-ranging, you know, view and research on this, and you're probably the biggest alternative media person when it comes to just alternative health, and all the experts you talk to, what is this whole flu hype really about?
Well, thanks for asking me that question, by the way, because there is a lot of information that comes to me that I really can't substantiate well enough to publish, but it comes to me from several different sources, so it starts to paint a picture. For example, I had a physician visiting me here in Ecuador recently, and this physician was telling me about the training that they had just received for how to handle people who were refusing the swine flu vaccinations. And this is completely congruent with the reports we're getting from, you know, certain law enforcement personnel, sheriffs especially, who are saying that they're receiving either training or instruction on how to deal with swine flu vaccine checkpoints and the so-called refuseniks, people who refuse the vaccine.
And that's in the level 6 literature globally, and a lot of the info we were getting 2-3 weeks ago is now being confirmed. So this is going on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've heard it firsthand from people that I know and trust. It's not just random bloggers emailing me things. These are people that I've known for many years. So something, there's an undercurrent that is definitely happening. Now, I can't say if it's definite, if it's a plan to make these things happen, or if it's just a contingency plan in case this pandemic gets out of control.
Or if it's a drill to test military and police to see if they'll do it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There's definitely an element of that going on. I think, Alex, I think that these people are listening to your show, they're reading my website, they're watching what the physicians and the nurses and the healthcare professionals
No, they've written about that. Fox News, others have written about this show particularly. I've seen you singled out. No, they admit they're monitoring us right now.
Oh, yeah, it's all part of the same plan to make sure that they can properly manipulate the population. And that's why you get into that story that you mentioned before the break about the preemptive hypnosis of people to discount the swine flu vaccine side effects. But if you ask me what's the underlying purpose of all of this, there are two that really come to mind. And one is that vaccines are fantastic at creating future business for the pharmaceutical companies. Because if you vaccinate everybody, you're going to get down the road a certain percentage of people with liver problems, with neurological problems especially, and, of course, immune system problems. And this means future business for the cancer industry, future business for the transplant industry, which is steeped in all kinds of evil doing that we can't even go into. But you know what? You see where I'm going with this, Alex? This creates a lot of business, and it's all about money. But the second possibility here is about population control. And if you look at the chemicals that are being put into these vaccines, you know, the squalene in particular, this is a chemical that is associated with increased infertility. And what a brilliant, clever, evil way to cause widespread infertility. Just get everybody to sign up for an injection.
And frying immune systems.
Absolutely. I think that the medical complex in this country wants to keep people immune compromised and completely ignorant of medical reality. They don't want people to know about natural cures, for example, or all the cures for cancer that exist right now all around the world. I've got cures for cancer growing in my front yard here in Ecuador. They're all over South America. And North Americans haven't heard of many of these. But they exist, and they're being censored and oppressed because the people in charge want to keep the American people ignorant.
Well, I agree with that. It's also about reinforcing the lie that you've got to take vaccines, setting the precedent that you've got to take vaccines. It's also, as you said, a soft kill weapon. Like, look at how they've increased the vaccinations for hepatitis, then suddenly levels of hepatitis explode off the charts. Let's come back and talk about that on the other side with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm Alex Jones. Your phone calls as well at 1-800-259-9231. I realize a lot of your calls will be all over the map. We'll move to you quickly. But if you have questions on the flu or questions about medical issues, Mike Adams is a real authority. We really are honored to have him here. He's a great asset to liberty and freedom.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
We're here live Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for joining us. This show is not about races or religions fighting with each other. It's not about bashing any one group. It's about waking up to the scientific dictatorship we live under and warning the people and saying no as free sentient beings on this planet. And if we don't shatter the false left-right paradigm, it's over for this society. Going back to Mike Adams in a moment. Where he can give us his take on the flu vaccine, other key information. We're also going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I know many of these callers have been holding since before he was on with us, but he can speak to any issue. He has a wide-ranging understanding. We'll also put on screen for people photos taken by one of our listeners of a National Guard with Border Patrol deep inside a state, and they asked him if he had his flu shot and started asking if he had a bracelet. And people were honking, and they waved him on through. California swine flu checkpoint identified, ladies and gentlemen, is the headline at PrisonPlanet.com. Before we go back to my guest, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors that makes this hour possible. That's Front Sight. Front Sight Firearms, FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute? He's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. The offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piaggia is literally paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you this deal and won't last forever. So listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast. You will be given a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's one thing to own a bunch of guns and ammo to defend yourself from criminals and other groups. But it's another thing to actually be trained. No drill instructor attitude. It's awesome. FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com. And one last sponsor I want to tell you about is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power: hurricanes, snow, ice storms, global greenhouse taxes, you name it. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a way to do just that. The solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in the blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's a perfect emergency backup for these troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. And I won't belabor this anymore, but I will just tell you, the listeners, that my new film is done. We sent crews out 17 times around the country for these interviews. Alan Watts in it, just to give you an idea, went to Canada. It covers the entire master plan, how the banks carried it out, what the New World Order is, how they're using television to put people into a hypnotic state, and it's Volume 1. Volume 2 comes out March 15th. It will be shipping out on or before October 21st. If your orders come in first, we ship the orders out in the order they came in. Get yours first. Pre-order today at Infowars.com to get Fall of the Republic. Or you can also call toll-free to pre-order 888-253-3139. Be sure and ask about all the combos and specials. You can get half off and or more on some of my films when you get it with Fall of the Republic. Going back to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger. He also runs Better Life Foods and Truth Publishing. And again, naturalnews.com. I want to go to calls, but before we do that, Mike, again, you've got the floor. You keep pausing for me to jump in, and that's a great opportunity for me, but I'm trying to break my habit of interrupting. What is most important people should know about the regular shot and the H1N1? Where do you see all this going, and what can we do to get the word out to say no to this?
The most important thing people need to know right now is that if they're considering a vaccine, maybe they're trying to weigh the potential upside and the potential downside. They might be doing that from a point of view of believing that they have been told both sides of the story. What they need to know is that these drug companies, and Merck in particular, I just wrote an article about Merck today, has a well-documented history of engaging in the intimidation of doctors and researchers who disagree with the safety of the company's products. So the question that I asked in today's article, in fact, was, are doctors and researchers and healthcare workers being intimidated about speaking out against the safety of the vaccines? Because I think that's what's going on. In fact, I'm sure of it, Alex, that people need to know that they aren't being given both sides of the story, that these vaccines are not safe, and that, in fact, they weren't even approved under a system of, quote, scientific medicine. They were approved under a medical dogma, a medical tyranny that operates in this country today.
Under emergency, under level six flu pandemic emergency, they did it.
Absolutely. This isn't scientific. This vaccine isn't based on science. It's based on profits and politics and control. It has nothing to do with medical justification, period.
Mike, you brought up Merck, interrupting here. You brought up Merck. It was in the ABC News Australia headline, Merck drew up hit list of doctors with, quote, seek and destroy missions, quote, going to where they live. And then Merck said, we just mean we go after them, not that we kill them. But a lot of people in the federal court said, no, we believe this is hit teams. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, they use those exact terms. They said we are going to, quote, neutralize doctors. There was another email from a Merck employee that surfaced in this Australian court case where they said, quote, we're going to go after them where they live. We're going to interfere with the funding of academic institutions. We're going to essentially target and destroy any person or organization that speaks out against our drugs. This is a drug company whose vaccines have been approved by the FDA to be injected into your babies. I mean, think about that.
And they brought us Gardasil. They brought us Gardasil. They brought us Vioxx. Remind folks about that.
Yeah, well, Gardasil, but it's the same story. In fact, I think the Gardasil propaganda was a trial run for this pandemic propaganda. Gardasil, they've managed to get more than half of all teenage girls in America injected with this Gardasil vaccine, which is, once again, medically unjustified in my view and in the view of many, many other well-educated medical professionals. But this vaccine has been linked with all kinds of problems, with people passing out, with deaths. Deaths have been linked with this. Neurological problems have been linked with it. But it's the same story as with the swine flu vaccine. They say, couldn't be us, couldn't be the vaccine. Don't blame us. It must be something else. It's always this disavowing of responsibility.
Well, these are new type of genetically engineered hybrid viruses. They admitted in their own insert during the trials 3 years ago, as you know, but recapping for people, that it was causing autoimmune disorders, that there were deaths linked to it in the trials. Now the deaths are mounting, and healthy 13, 14-year-old girls take it, and their lives are over. They die. They get paralyzed. And we know that Merck went to Governor Rick Perry to get him to, quote, make it mandatory or on the list of mandatory shots to be in school so that vaccine damage fund federally would kick in. This is one cold-blooded plan that they're engaged in.
Well, this is a very powerful corporation with a lot of strong political ties, including with Governor Rick Perry there in Texas, but many other ties at the national level. I mean, this company rules the medical world, and my concern with that, Alex, is that they're doing so purely based on profit and politics and not based on science. I mean, the scientific method has been thrown out the window when it comes to these vaccines. This whole germ theory has been turned on its head and used, exploited, as a way to dominate the health beliefs of the American citizens. Now people don't realize that they need to take responsibility for their own health. They need to eat better. They need to get some sunshine and vitamin D. They need to, you know, stop using so many chemicals in personal care products. If they do those things, they're going to be well protected against this pandemic or any pandemic, really. But,
absolutely.
But the medical system wants chemical intervention. And that's what they keep driving at.
Well, now the medical system is telling doctors, don't tell people there's any protection but Tamiflu or H1N1 shot. Don't tell people you need natural vitamin D from the sun, 30 minutes of sun every few days, direct sun. Don't tell people vitamin C. Don't tell people fish oil. Don't tell people colloidal silver compounds, even though the studies show it's excellent. They're saying you're now not allowed to tell people.
Well, exactly. This is the enforced health illiteracy of the American people. I mean, it really, I almost hate to invoke this imagery, but it goes back to the enslavement of people in America. And how do you keep people enslaved is you keep them illiterate. And that's what the FDA is doing. That's what the FTC is doing with the way that they attack and go after these companies that try to tell the truth online about the benefits of their herbal products or their nutritional products or their superfoods. They are being attacked, intimidated, arrested. They're having their inventory confiscated. I had one of these guys, a founder of one of these companies, visit me in Ecuador. The things he told me, I would have thought he came out, he was being oppressed in Nazi Germany. But no, he came from the United States of America, barely got out of the country with his life, with his freedom, and now he refuses to go back because he's selling natural products.
Well,
I mean,
the people
this is happening
perish
right now.
The people perish for lack of knowledge, and certainly there's a lot of quacks out there, but there's more quackery in the major MD medical system, the drug companies taking over medicine, even getting rid of classical Western medicine and bringing in this pharmakia medicine. But I've talked to a lot of other medical doctors, and they say that the tyranny is really expanding. When you can't tell people, get lots of rest and sunshine, when the CDC says only drugs, only shots, it's just such a crime.
Yeah, and there are very few companies and individuals are willing to stand up to the FTC. There's one company, it's actually a church organization, Daniel Chapter 1, and I've written about them extensively, and I know you've spoken with them, but they are standing up to the FTC and pulling the bluff of these federal tyrants that are trying to censor this information and keep the American people uninformed about natural health. So Daniel Chapter 1 could be, you know, the David that stands up to the Goliath in Washington. So we're watching that situation very carefully.
Absolutely. I want to take some phone calls now. Any other key points you haven't added, sir?
No, let's go right to the calls, and we'll handle any questions that you'd like.
Yeah, they'll be all over the map. Lewis in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me good?
Yes, I can.
I got... Three quick points and a question for the doctor.
He's not a doctor. He's a health researcher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Well, you know, I was alive during the Vietnam War, and a good portion of the resistance came from the university. And, I mean, this thing that we witness over here at the G20, I mean, that ought to pop anybody's cork, you know?
Yeah, and, a lot of people are saying, how do we let the police come up and even go into dorms and attack people and shoot kids on their front porches playing ball or in their front yards with sound cannons? This is just outrageous. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm calling for is a nationwide, even worldwide, demonstrations on all the college campuses, you know, against this new world order, against, you know, especially here, you know, against the free, you know, they're trying to give us these free speech zones and all this stuff. I mean, you don't want to get out there and get yourself killed like Kent State, but I mean, you know, I mean, there's things that we can do. You know, we got to stand up. I mean, these students, I mean, if I was a student in another university and I saw what they did to those guys over at Pittsburgh there, I'd be like, man, you know, how fast can I get in these people's faces, you know?
Well, see, what's happening is if they set the precedent to be able to beat people up, use police dogs on old women in neighborhoods, then they can chill free speech. And that's what this is all about, telling people if you protest, you'll be put on a terror list. They are the terrorists, the secret police terrorists doing that. And because they know that the changes to the dollar, the changes to our way of life, the tyranny, people are going to rebel. So they're trying to cow us and make us submit right now. These are psyops. But more importantly than just protesting, and I think that's important, is calling into talk radio, starting websites, starting flyering campaigns, because they can't stop you coming out of the middle of nowhere putting up flyers with different issues. That's what our Joker poster contest was about. And I'm going to announce the contest tomorrow. I promised the Lewis one. I've just been so far behind, got behind with Fall of the Republic, but I'm going to do that tomorrow. The issue here is that we've done this to show people the power of just getting active. I appreciate your call. What are other things we can do, Mike Adams, in your point, to really rattle the cage of the establishment and have the people's voice be heard? Or do you see my point about what will happen if we just let this chilling effect take place?
Oh, absolutely. The ruling class right now is ruling by fear and intimidation. And what, you know, more and more people are waking up. I want to point this out about the vaccine. You know, a recent poll showed that 60% of parents are refusing to give their children the vaccine. That's a huge statistic, Alex. That means that people like you and I are winning this information campaign that against all the multi-million dollars worth of public relations and advertising and promotional pushes by the drug companies, more than half of the parents still won't vaccinate their children against swine flu. That's a victory, and we need more victories like that because the truth will prevail here. All we got to do is keep on getting the truth out there, help to awaken other people around us, turn them on to the truth, and we will ultimately be victorious in this, I believe. But it's going to be a difficult process.
And by the way, now is the time. As the tyranny comes in, as everything we talked about beforehand unfolds, we have amazing credibility right now. We've got to reach out to everybody and speak out now because we could wake people up 10 years ago, but not in these numbers. People are ready to hear the truth. The establishment there is there trying to lead them around into more tyranny right now. We've got to be there to say, no, there's an alternative.
That's exactly right. You know, the American people are smart people. They can figure it out if they have access to the right information. Now, the people in power are trying to keep the Americans blind. But fortunately, websites like yours, Prison Planet, and many others out there, and the information that you are getting out there, this is working. So keep up, keep doing it. Thank goodness for what you're doing there, Alex.
Well, we're going to go to break and come back and take some final calls. Thank God for what you're doing. Your sites are rivaling ours in size, which excites me. So many other people in alternative media think we're competing with each other. My show's been successful because I bring the little guys on, the big guys, everybody in between. I just want freedom for my family. I understand I'm in a race against the globalist, and I'm not doing this for fame or fortune. We certainly try to fund ourselves and be comfortable and have some assets so we can defend ourselves if something comes up. We need to be strong and powerful, so we're trying to become strong and powerful and challenge the system. That's why I've noticed CIA and FBI funded, and it's come out with some of these groups that they are FBI funded, try to create racial division, try to make the liberty movement be about race or religion. They try to divide us. They constantly fight with each other. They do this not just out of jealousy or greed, but really to divide us. That's why they attack Ron Paul. That's why they attack me. That's why they attack you. The establishment knows they're discredited. They can't attack us from their high perches. They have to attack us from rent-a-mob false grassroots. And that's because we're effective and it's scaring the system. So I take those attacks as a blessing.
Yep. Well said, Alex. Let's keep up the good work here. Are you going to break right now?
Yeah, we're going to break. I want to get your take on that and take more calls on the other side. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is our guest. Stay with us. More of your calls straight ahead.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I've was just talking to my guys during the break. The FBI has reissued a report they put out 7 years ago saying cell phones, Farmer's Almanac, maps are all signs you're a terrorist. Go ahead and the police pull you over. Go ahead and put you in a terror database for life. No firearms, no liberty, no due process. I mean, Mike Adams, is that not the ultimate tyranny where they just put you on secret list for no reason? And what, 2 years ago, one of the head federal marshals in Denver went public and said, we have a quota of innocent people to put on terror list for life. And they put 1,200,000 Americans on it we know of since a year ago when they made the list secret.
Yeah, this is one of the processes of tyranny, is putting people on these secret lists outside of the normal process of law, right, of due process. I mean, this is the way to circumvent the Constitution, and they are really clever at this. They're really good at this, and I think it's going to get a lot worse, Alex, before it gets better. Something has to happen here. The American people have got to rally again and to stand up for their freedoms and their rights and to protect the U.S. Constitution, which I thought was a valid document, you know, when I was growing up in school and I was being taught American history. Gee, I thought that thing still applied. Only as an adult do you learn that it's been circumvented.
Well, I don't think people realize the process of tyranny. Once an elite decides to be ruthless and go all the way, and they believe human life is not just a cheat but a negative, once they make that decision, the sky's the limit. And it's now the sky is the limit. We're going to keep you another 20 minutes and take calls. We appreciate you joining us. Talk to Chris, Tanya, Marianne, Dee, Bob, and others. But it sounded like when I mentioned the concerted attacks that are clearly funded against anybody exposing the corruption, Ron Paul isn't making people take flu shots. Ron Paul isn't raising people's taxes. You're not making people take flu shots. You're not sending SWAT teams to people's homes. But all this alternative media attacks anybody who's real. I notice we all get attacked by these concerted operations, mainstream and alternative. And as much as I'd like to believe it's just jealous people, more and more it's being proven it's government. And that's their counter, is to try to throw up such a screen of arguing and fighting and infighting that nobody can ever get together. And I think when you see somebody being attacked and lied about, that's the seal that they're good and can be trusted.
Well, there's no question. We've been subjected to attacks that were organized and funded by, we think, pharmaceutical companies or their front companies. And this has just been going on for years. Well, you know, we hardly even really talk about it anymore. It's just a routine part of being a publisher of true information. I mean, you know, the only way to not be harassed in our system today is to lie on behalf of the corporation. If you go out and you say nice, happy things about the drug company and about the oil companies and about all the politicians who are lying to us and spending us into, you know, complete bankruptcy, if you say happy things about those people, you'll be left alone. You won't be harassed by anybody. It's only when you go out and start asking questions, like what Ron Paul does every single day. You know, Ron Paul is being attacked precisely because he is effective. And that's the same reason that you and I are being attacked, Alex.
Well, and also it's a military tactic. Whenever they deny they're trying to forcibly inoculate nurses, and they are, or they lie and say there's no plan to get rid of the dollar as they openly have debates about doing it, it's a denial so that we just debate whether it exists or not instead of having a real debate about whether we want it or not or if it's legal or lawful. And it's the same thing by making it about Alex Jones being bad or Ron Paul being bad or Mike Adams being bad or Dr. Stan Monteith being bad. Then even our defenders spend their time defending us instead of going out and warning new people. So that's why I always tell my listeners, don't defend me. Go out and reach new people and warn them about fluoride in the water. Warn them about GMO food. Warn them about vaccines. Warn them about the attack on Iran and lying about their processing centers for uranium and how that's a hoax. Do not defend me. My family doesn't get saved if you defend me. Wake everybody up. Spend your time doing that. And then all of us can be saved from this tyranny. Back in 1 minute with Mike Adams and your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.